Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. Today is October 28th of 2025. We're getting into some good days of the year if you're a deer hunter. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Nate's first hunt of the year. Blake's been on some good deer. We've got an update from the Big Buck Contest coming soon. I'm going to talk about that. Also, the weather movement predictions as always. And then the tip of the day has to do with those pesky does. But before we get into all that, don't forget about our partner. For these episodes, that's Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go to raxmineral.com and check them out there, all the products they have to offer. You can find local dealers on there as well. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you find on there, use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. All that stuff helps us out. Leave us a review if you're on audio only and hit the follow button. That helps the show as well. So let's get into it with the RHO update. Like I said, the Big Buck Contest. We have our first entry, and it's a good one. Like, it's good enough it might stand. I'm having him send me a picture, having him send me the score, and then I'll get all that stuff posted within, hopefully within this week. We'll see how things go, but whenever he gets it to me, I'll try to get it posted, and I will update that on this show as well. So if we get any other entries, I'll update them on this show. But it's a good one. Like, big enough it could have won the contest, I think, the last 3 years. So that's fun stuff coming up soon with the Big Buck Contest. Brought to you by RG Outdoors and Flambeau Outdoors. So don't forget about them when you're talking about the Big Buck Contest, of course. So like I mentioned too, Nate made his first hunt of the year. I went out and ran the camera for him, and we ended up seeing several deer. We bumped a few right at the food plot, does and fawns, and one goofy little buck. We ended up seeing several after that, probably 12 to 15 head of deer altogether, a few bucks, no shooters. There were two little bucks fighting in the timber that Nate could see. I couldn't get them with the camera, just the angle I was behind. There was a tree between me and those bucks, and he could see them through his binoculars. But we missed a giant 6-point by like an hour, maybe. He was in the food plot about an hour after we left. Nate hung a new camera, a cell camera, in that spot, and he got a picture of him. He's a stud of a 6-pointer. If he had more points, he would be an absolute hammer of a deer. But we'll see if Nate decides to shoot him or not. He's got a few of those deer hanging around right now I think he'd like to get rid of. So more to come on that as he gets ramped up here, ready to go for the season. I know he's got some days coming up where he's going to be able to hunt. Blake has been out after him pretty hard, and he's on some good ones. He's got good reason to get out there and be hunting quite a bit. He's got 3 or 4 bucks, I think, that he would shoot. And the ones that haven't been daylight have been close in his food plots. I know he saw a really nice buck tonight from a distance before last light, almost right at last light. And then another buck that he was hunting in there was not too far behind when he left either. So he's closing in on some really nice deer. I'm hoping he can get one of those down and we can bring that to you guys soon. But we'll see how that goes, and I'll keep you updated, of course, here. But if you guys want to watch the videos, make sure you hit that subscribe button, and that way you know when they come out. That takes us to Talking Shop. The first really nice deer, which was that one from the Big Buck Contest that I've seen this year, came in last night. And we've had some good deer in, but I think this is, like, as far as score-wise goes, I think this is one of the bigger ones that I've seen so far. I'm trying to think back to early season. I can't really remember now, but we are starting to see more bucks coming in as well, more mature bucks, and starting to hear of more regular big buck activity from the guys that are bringing them in as well. So these guys that have been out hunting, either they're just bringing in does or whatever, they've been seeing some big buck activity. It's starting to kick up just like you'd think it would. Me and Nate were talking in the stand tonight. He feels like the big bucks have even been more active 3 or 4 days earlier than on a normal year. And I kind of think that's probably because the temperatures we've been having are actually like average, historical average temperatures. It hasn't been super cold by any means. Some of the mornings have been pretty chilly, but it hasn't been hot either. A lot of years, especially recently, it's been like 75 degrees through this week and the first week of November. So I think these temperatures have got them moving a little bit more in daylight, which is good to see. And it sounds like, at least from the guys coming to the shop, that's kind of been the general consensus. So what have you guys been seeing out there? Leave that in the comments if you think there's been more buck activity so far, if you think the weather has anything to do with that, and maybe you haven't been seeing a lot of bucks. I don't know. Let us know in the comments. What's new? I got nothing on that today. It's basically all the same articles that I saw yesterday that I didn't feel like talking about. I didn't feel like anything was interesting enough to talk about. So maybe we'll have something on that tomorrow, but I got nothing for what's new on today's episode. And that leads into the weather and movement predictions. First, of course, with the weather low again today, 50, high again of 57. So much like yesterday, cloudy all day, small chances of rain throughout the day. So yesterday we had some rain in the morning, throughout midday. They're not giving much of a chance of rain today. I think the highest I saw was like 20% throughout the day. The wind is supposed to be one of those goofy east winds. Like, it's supposed to go east-northeast to straight east to east-southeast back to east by the end of the day. And it's supposed to be 4 to 6 miles per hour most of the day, as low as like 1 mile an hour in the morning and as high as 10 miles an hour gusts. Or I don't know if we're really supposed to have sustained 10 miles an hour, but towards the afternoon, I've seen anywhere from 4 to 6 to 5 to 10 and anywhere from 0 to 3 in the morning. It's not going to be super high pressure, though, and it's supposed to be dropping. So I'm not sure how much of a role the thermals are going to play with the clouds, with the low pressure, even though there's not a lot of wind in the morning. And it's not like there's going to be a big temperature change. It's not going to be cool to warm where it's pulling that up either. So I would go all based off that east wind in the morning and kind of go based off of that. Like I said, the pressure is supposed to be falling from 30 in the morning to 29.9 throughout the day. So the falling pressure and the cloudy isn't awesome, but for this time of year, I'll take those if it means it's keeping the, if the temperatures are cooler. So like, I think the clouds are going to make it feel a little bit cooler. That little bit of wind is probably going to help as well. So it's going to feel cooler, which is all the deer really care about, how cool it actually feels. So even though the pressure's not great, even though it's going to be cloudy, which isn't always awesome, sometimes it can be really good. I don't know on that one all the time. But it's going to be cooler throughout the day. Still not like super cold, so I wouldn't expect anything to go crazy. But it should still be all right. I would stay on the scrape lines if you're hunting the mornings around those doe feeding areas, and then get around those doe feeding areas in the evenings. So if you got a scrape line in the morning heading back to bedding or working around some doe bedding, or away from feeding areas, that's where I would be, on those ridge tops. If you've got doe feeding areas in the evenings, I would be around those, and not necessarily like sitting over a food plot or sitting over that food source, but as close to the cover by those food sources as you can get, because those bucks are likely going to be scent checking those fields or just visually checking them, but they're going to want to stay in the cover if they can, unless there's a hot doe around that pulls them out of the cover. They're still going to be want to be in that safe zone as long as it's daylight, right? So if you can get close to cover by a doe feeding area, that's where the bucks are going to be right now. And they're going to be working those scrapes, especially on their way back to bed in the morning. It's going to be getting later and later as they get back to bed here through the next 2 weeks, because they're going to be working those scrape lines, and then eventually they're going to be starting to find does. That's where I would be morning and evening. Tip of the day, like I said, this has to do with does. And it's something I just had experience with Sunday. It's something I've had a lot of experience with and heard a lot of different people talk about as well. But does blowing does not mean your hunt is over. So a lot of times I think guys get it in their mind, and gals, that if you get blown out by a doe, if you get busted, if she gets downwind of you or whatever, and she blows, even if she does it several times, like, you think the hunt's over, it's ruined, you're not going to see anything. I still say if you get a chance, you should shoot those deer. But that does not mean your hunt is over. A lot of times, the bucks will just ignore those does. They might perk up a little bit and look, and if they can't see anything, like if they're close enough to see whether they can or can't see anything, they might even get curious and come to check it out, right? So if they hear one blowing and they're a few hundred yards or 100 yards from their bed, they might get up. It might move them a little bit. They might go 30, 40 yards out of their bed and just check and see if there's actual danger. Because these does, especially ones that have fawns, will blow at everything, because that's their instinct, is as soon as they even think there's danger, it's not worth brushing it off. Like, they're going to blow and alert the herd if they even think there's danger. So they do that so often, it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf to these bucks. They just eventually, I think, especially those bucks that are living around herds of does with fawns in them, they get so used to them blowing that unless it's immediately threatening to them, I don't think they pay that much attention to it. Like I said, I've seen it so many times, including the buck I killed Sunday. I actually had five or six does end up downwind of me in this cut bean field and blow a couple times, and all of them take off and cleared the five or six that were in the field. 30, 40 minutes later, that buck came out. I'm guessing he was bedded fairly close. He came out and came right down to me and gave me a shot. So just because there's does blowing doesn't mean your hunt is over. Doesn't mean you should shoot them. Absolutely. But don't get all down in the dumps because there's a doe blowing at you and think the whole hunt's over and you might as well pack up and get out of there, because that is just not the case most of the time. I appreciate you guys tuning in for another Deer Season Daily, and I will see you tomorrow morning.